All right, we'll begin with the invocation and with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God and Father, you created time, and when the fullness of time had come, you sent your Son to redeem us. And in time, your Holy Spirit calls us to faith. Sanctify this time that we have set apart to study your word. Help us to apply your saving history to ourselves and prepare us for that time when you will return and take us to be with you for eternity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so I just made the caveat before I turned the recorder on that the battery is down to its last click, so we're not making any promises for people listening online that they're going to get to hear the whole class, but we'll do our best. Or the battery, I'm sure, will do its best. Okay, so we're continuing our study of primeval and patriarchal history with the account of Terah, which takes up about, 14 chapters or so in Genesis. And we've broken down that large chunk into some smaller bite-sized pieces. And tonight we're going to look at the part where Abraham intercedes for Sodom. That's the heading that the Lutheran Study Bible gives this section, and it's as good as any. I mean, it's really kind of arbitrary when you break these into thought pieces or kind of sections when you don't have a clear indication in the text where the author intended for it to be broken, as we do with the account of Terah, where it's a clear heading. These other subsections are a little bit more arbitrary. So, starting with chapter 18, verse 1 on page 31 in the Concordia Self-Study Bible, this appears to be a different appearance of the Lord. If you look over on page 30, you can see when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, and so we had chapter 17 last time. This time, the Lord appears to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tents in the heat of the day. We're not given an indication of how old Abraham is at this moment, but it's certainly because it mentions the Lord appearing in a different context. It appears to be, as I said, a second appearance or a different appearance than that which we had in chapter 17, though the nature of the initial part of the chapter is not any different. It continues the same theme. So let's read chapters 18 and 19 because they go so closely together all the way through the end of chapter 19, the end of 38. Obviously, we can take turns reading. One person does not need to read that whole big chunk. So.
All short. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If you have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may wash your feet. And rest under the tree. Let me get something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Farewell," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seeds of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread."
Notice he didn't say, "Get some bowls and fill them with Cheerios and a banana." I'm sorry.
He didn't say please.
Yeah. No, that's right, he didn't.
Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to the servants who hurried to prepare it. Then he brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under the tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind them. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in age. Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh.
When the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abram will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abram what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abram remained behind the Lord, who remained standing before the Lord. Then Abram approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous with the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? The Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Then Abram spoke up again, now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city because of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Once again he spoke to him, what if only 40 are found there? He said, for the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, may the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abram said, now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? He said, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, may the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abram, he left, and Abram returned home.
The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. Wash your feet and spend the night and go on your way early in the morning. No, they answered.